Chapter 5. Tom leaned back in his seat with a contented smile on his face. That was the best food I've ever had on a plane. No matter what you say, Michael, the fringe benefits of being a millionaire entrepreneur are definitely worthwhile. He stretched his arms above his head and couldn't stop himself from yawning. The only problem is it makes me sleepy. In that case, let's get some more coffee, as you are about to discover the next key part of I Believe. Michael reached up to the bell over his head and pushed his own plate aside as he waited for Olivia to respond. "Don't tell me I have to give up sleep," exclaimed Tom, only half joking. "No, not entirely. But a little-known fact about entrepreneurs is that they only work half days." Anticipating Tom's likely interruption, he went on with a twinkle in his eye, "And as a day is 24 hours, they only work half of that. In fact, most dedicated entrepreneurs will work day and night on a venture or project to see it through to completion." Michael nodded as Olivia came down the aisle towards them. Michael asked her for some coffee for the two of them, and she picked up their plates and went back to the galley. "You want to make sure I stay awake, don't you?" Tom joked. Laughing, Michael returned to his theme. "Tom, you've got to be fully awake to take advantage of the opportunities that come your way. So yes, I want you focused on what I'm telling you. We don't want you to drift into that employee mindset again, but to start applying some of the insights we've talked about, so you're automatically thinking like a millionaire." Tom could see he was very serious about this, and so he nodded and turned to give him his full attention, as Michael leaned forward to emphasize his point. "The next letter of I Believe is E, and that stands for Enjoy Hard Work. It's essential for you to understand that just like you have to pay interest on a loan or debt, there is a price to pay for success. To be a really successful entrepreneur, you need to work for around 80 hours a week, and the harder you work, the more successful you are. Do you really think that's just a coincidence?" "No, they always say hard work brings its own reward. And I certainly work hard, so I already have that principle under my belt." Tom was confident that here at least was something he already knew about and was putting into practice daily. He waited for Michael to continue as Olivia returned and poured them each a cup of coffee. Michael stirred his for a few seconds before replying. "Well, like all the other principles we've already talked about, it's one thing to think you know what they are and quite another to actually live them. Sure, you work hard, but for someone else. Now cast your mind back and remember the difference between how you feel now and how you felt when you were playing tennis. Did you put in plenty of hours of practice?" Tom shrugged and then took a sip of coffee. "Of course, you don't win without putting in the time and effort on the practice court, but that was different." "How?" asked Michael. "Well, for one thing, I so much wanted to win that the hours I put in weren't a problem. And for another, I loved doing it." Pleased with Tom's insights, Michael took a mouthful of coffee before he went on. "The great English playwright Noel Coward summed it up very well when he said that work is more fun than fun. He had this image of being a real party animal, always at first nights and glamorous events. But the reality was that he worked incredibly hard every single day to produce the sheer volume of work that he did. At the time, people thought he threw off his plays without any effort, but when his biography came out, it became clear that he had spent the majority of every day writing. He never put it second to any other activity, and that's how he could produce so much work. He was only able to do that because it was totally his passion. When you love doing something, it's never hard work." Tom was never sure where Michael was going to lead him next. Quoting Noel Coward was not something he'd expected from a businessman, but he was coming to realize that Michael was open to all kinds of information and influences. "Well, yes, but creative people have to have that passion, don't they? I guess it's what drives them to produce the work they do. It's different for them." "Nope, it's exactly the same. It isn't just creative people, Tom. Being a successful entrepreneur means you have the same drive, the same passion. If you don't have that, You're not going to be willing to do all the things that are necessary. You won't be prepared to work those 80 hours a week and keep yourself focused exclusively on achieving your goals. Without that passion and willingness to work hard and enjoy it, you won't have the self-discipline to turn your winning business idea into a commercial success. Both men had now finished their coffee, and as Olivia passed down the aisle with a fresh pot, they held their cups up for a refill. Tom was turning over in his mind what Michael had just said. He was beginning to realize that here was someone who really practiced what he preached, and he wanted to know more about how he'd become that way. This dedication to hard work, is it something you developed, or did it come naturally? Michael took a moment to consider. I guess you could say it's always been there. I told you my family were market traders, and that's a job where you put in very long hours, so it was in the blood, so to speak. I worked after school with my uncle on most days, so that habit of hard work was developed. Though I'd have to say that my two older brothers never had the same interest I did in putting in extra hours, even for more pocket money. My incentive to work hard was to pursue my passion for running and get the best possible trainers I could to help me do that. From there it expanded, because I found it so interesting and all-consuming that, like you with your tennis, I happily spent all my time on it. Once I started selling to my school friends and then got my own market stall, I was hooked. I couldn't think of a better way to spend my days than pursuing my passion, so I ended up working at least 12 hours a day and often more. Like I said, it's not hard work when you really enjoy it. Look at what we've already talked about in I Believe. Those principles of being passionate, having a burning desire to achieve, and total inner belief around a clear goal are all essential. But let me ask you this. How can you make all that happen if you aren't prepared to put in the hours? And why would you not enjoy working hard for something you want so much? Tom could see the sense in what Michael was saying. I know I said earlier that I was used to hard work, but what you're saying is something different, that if I'm enjoying it, it won't seem like hard work, whereas now I do often work long hours, but I resent it because it's doing things I'm not that interested in. That's really what we're talking about here, right? Exactly. Now, just imagine what you could achieve by working in exactly the same way, but focused on your own goals and desires. Wouldn't that be something you would be happy doing? As Michael picked up his cup again, Tom felt he had got hold of a valuable idea here and wanted to pursue it. Like I said, everyone believes that hard work brings its own rewards. So why aren't more people successful? Michael laughed. Because, as I keep saying, knowing or believing something and actually doing it are two very different things. Of course you must put the hours in to be successful, but you must also be prepared to make sacrifices too. Self-discipline is very important here, and you have to be ready to sometimes do things that you just don't want to do. Remember I said there was a price to pay for success? Well, working long hours means you may have to choose to do one thing over another. You can't be at an important business meeting in New York and at the men's singles finals in Wimbledon at the same time. You have to choose. And although you could see it as a sacrifice not to be at the sports event, you're simply choosing to do something that's more important to you. Something you love to do and have the complete belief that you can make happen. That's your choice. Once you've put those written goals in place that we talked about before lunch, you'll be checking on them daily, and that energy and focus will open up more opportunities for you. Opportunities that you can't afford to let slip by. You can't let yourself drift mentally. You have to stay completely focused. But if you're doing what you love, it's not hard work. It's as natural as breathing. He watched as Tom made a few notes and then went on. When I was talking about opportunities, there's something else I wanted to mention. It's vital that you're ready to seize the moment. You can't afford to procrastinate and delay before taking action. We talked a while ago about planting seeds of opportunity. Well, you also have to be ready to seize those opportunities the moment they're ripe. If you're prepared to enjoy hard work, you'll be in the right place to keep creating opportunities. but you need to keep hustling for them. Putting a lot of energy behind what you do will create those opportunities, for sure. But you also have to be ready to take immediate action to get the results you want. My father always told me that good things come to those who wait, but I don't think you'd agree with that, would you? Said Tom. To be honest, I've always thought that that's something said by people who don't want to put the energy into making things happen, replied Michael. In fact, I'd go further and say that people who wait are only getting what is left by those who hustle. If you really want to use a common phrase, try, "The early bird catches the worm." Okay, I get it. Tom flipped over the page of his notebook and quickly wrote a few words. I got on this plane thinking I'd have a quick bite to eat, look over some of my notes, and then snooze. Now I'm full of ideas and plans for what else I could be doing with my life, and I don't want to waste any of the time I have available here. He looked a little surprised at what he'd just said, and then added, What I'm really saying is that, yes, I'm enjoying myself, and you're right. It doesn't feel like work at all. I'm really glad to hear it, said Michael, and he picked up the newspaper again, while Tom turned to his notebook. Tom's notes. E. Enjoy hard work. Success is simple, but not easy. You must enjoy hard work. Successful entrepreneurs work around 80 hours a week. It is this level of effort that's required to create lasting success. Work must be fun, but if you do something you love, believe in, and are motivated by, the necessary hard work becomes easier and doesn't feel like work. You must have the self-discipline to do the things you don't want to do when you don't want to do them. Entrepreneurs must make sacrifices, although a better definition of this is making choices which take you closer to your goal. Successful entrepreneurs immerse themselves in their business. Time is the most precious resource. Procrastination is the thief of time. Must have urgency as an entrepreneur. Good things come to those who wait, but only what is left behind by those who hustle.